Jackson 123. Here, can you click note on Donald Clifford, D-O-N-A-L-D, Clifford, C-L-I-F-F-R-O-R-D. Birth date is 12-28-55, date of visit 5-6-22. Patient seen for follow-up of injury to left shoulder. Immunizations up to date, no known allergies. Vital signs within normal limits. Medical history of high blood pressure and hypogonadism, H-Y-P-O-G-O-N-A-D-I-S-M. Also, diabetes mellitus. Patient taking Lisin, L-I-S-T-I-N-S-I-D-E. Surgical history, none. Present illness, patient follow-up, the left shoulder pain, states still having pain with limited range of motion, has been getting therapy times three with minimal range of motion. States therapist is concerned because he hasn't had an orthopedic evaluation, as I have been. States that he will do light physical therapy to try to increase range of motion without further injury. Review of symptoms, no changes, past medical history unchanged, family, social history, not contributory, physicals in general appearance, no acute distress, hand, eyes, ears, extremities, hand, without abnormality, wrist without abnormality, forearm, elbow, without abnormality, arm and shoulder, left shoulder with restricted range of motion, diseased tenderness, neurovascular tendon, weakness left shoulder with restricted range of motion with evidence of tendon injury to shoulder without vascular injury or evidence of a sensory deficit. Skin without discoloration or rash, and head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat without abnormalities, neck supple without masses, lungs, clearance, pitch, and percussion, heart rate rhythm without murmurs of gout, abdomen soft without organomegaly or tenderness. Clinical impression, follow up left shoulder injury with positive MRI for multiple tendon tears and with evidence of glenoid injury as well. Patients with medications for refills, including Novic 7.5 milligrams to take twice a day, and Trazodone 50 milligrams to take one or two at bedtime.